Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I'm herding cats in the studio today, but the good news is that I have Kathy Dooley here, and oh my God, she's so organized. She has just flooded me, as all great educators do, with timelines and everything. So we're going to introduce everybody, get everybody seated, whatever, I can talk. We're going to get everybody seated, and we're going to introduce everybody. The Mary Griffith Show, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Be sure to have a delicious cup of Harvest Ridge today. Now, Stephanie Kochelski.
Hello.
Who, I know who your dad is just by looking at you. I mean,
wonderful.
Well, I mean, there's no real big secret there, is it? Stephanie, I don't believe we've ever met. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show. Please explain your part in the bicentennial celebration.
So I am part of working on the kickoff bash that is happening on January 18th, and I've really just kind of helped with the decor of the event and coordinating the food and the experience for everybody that gets to come to this kickoff event. We're going to have a great year of celebrating Adams County, the 200-year history, and we wanted to make sure that we kicked it off in the most spectacular way.
Well, of course. Kathy Dooley is alongside. Kathy, what is your part in the bicentennial celebration?
Well, that's a good point here. Let's see. I don't know why I wear many hats. I'm the chairperson of the celebration committee. So if you know,
So every celebration,
I'm sort of guiding. We have, like Aaron and Ryan, we have different people who are chairing each event, but I'm sort of overseeing and making all the different year-long activities. The reason I joined the commission after I was asked was I really just think as a community we're kind of depressed after COVID. I mean, there's a lot of, we really need, and I'm hoping that the bicentennial will be a kickoff of a revival of the community to, like, get their kids out of the basement and come on out to the things. Because, like, if you can read, I'm not from here. Everyone in this room is from here but me. And
but
I'm,
you're not from that far away, are you?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know that. You slept in my high school in the Gimbel's parade when you were there. Yes, right. So
okay,
anyway.
Yeah.
But I grew up with deep history around me and everything like that. But I don't think people, if you just read the third paragraph, I gave you a copy of some of the stuff that I send to the all the different performers
right.
we're trying to get, the things about what happened in this place. First of all, most children do not know it, and that's a great core mission of our education committee. And so I'm also on the education committee because I'm an educator.
Right.
But my chair is to do for the celebration. So I'm hoping it's a revival of the Quincy and Adams County. Do you know, Mary, that there are people in Quincy who do not know that they're in Adams County? I just think they think like it's those people out there. So we are all Adams County and celebrating this thing. So I'm hoping it's a start to getting everybody out to learn about all these things and celebrate our entire area.
And Ryan Tanner is back on the Mary Griffith Show. And, of course, if you want a good meal tonight, you can go to the patio restaurant where he will be, I'm sure.
Definitely.
And he'll be serving up there. But you are also a very much a part of this January 18th event.
Yeah.
So, again, this is the inaugural celebration. So I tell you what, we're gonna let Stephanie kind of take the lead. Ryan, you jump in.
You
and
got
Kathy,
it.
We won't have any trouble with Kathy jumping in. She's very good at jumping in. No, you're good. We love you. Redheads are bold. If you can see what's going on, I mean, it's the teacher in her. She can't help.
1,000%.
She's got to have the overhead projector. She's got to have all the slides. So Stephanie Kochelski is well-versed in what's going to be happening, and that is good because...
Because we have an amazing event to kick off, and we have a band that's coming in from Nashville that'll help us celebrate at the end of the night. But it's a very limited seating for this event, so we want to kick that off right away.
Extremely limited.
And we've been talking about that. If you'd like to go, it's not exclusive. It's not by invitation only. Everybody can come. But there's a limited number of seats, and
yes.
So if you want to be part of this, you really have to act today.
You have
pretty
to,
much.
Yes. I would encourage you to act today. It's at the Adams County website. There's ways, there's an events tab that you can go to. You can select tickets there. So when you come in, it's going to be the chef from the patio is going to have a lot of different sort of appetizers and canapes and things that we normally don't get to, little finger foods that we're going to get to enjoy. There's going to be great music, and then the decorations with the armory is where this is going to be held. And, you know, I was thinking initially of, and I know this is black tie, but I was initially thinking of like a barn dance. I was thinking of our history, and I was thinking of bunting and banners. And bunting is like the flags that you see all the time, and now we see them as little pendants. But initially, those flags were used in celebration all of the time, and it was just fabric scraps. So we have a lot of really oversized bunting that's going to be hanging from the ceiling, and there's going to be a big sense of drama when you get into the space. And you get to just sit there with all of your friends and people from the community and learn more about the history of Adams County, which I think is really exciting. One of the things I learned, we have these amazing historians in town, right, that are always looking into this information. But I had no idea that when John Wood was in charge and was the governor for a short period of time, that he gave his offices in Springfield to Lincoln to help him on his campaign event. I mean, this is some really fantastic and amazing information. And I'm hoping that this event kicks off a year of us learning, like Kathy said, some of the amazing history that I think we feel when we live here, and I think we know is inherent in kind of all of us, but seeing how many people came out of this community who have gone to other places, and just seeing sort of the reach a little small town in the middle of Illinois on the Mississippi can get you.
Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned the John Wood connection, and I always despair because I think a lot of kids that go to John Wood College don't even know who John Wood is, and the reason it is called the Governor's Mansion is not because a governor lived there, but because it was the Governor's Mansion. John
Yes.
Wood had five kids, and his wife said, oh, heck to the no, you are not moving to Springfield, Illinois. You are staying right here. And so Quincy was a big town. And if you wanted to come see the governor, you got on your horse and you came over to see him here because he let Lincoln have his office. And then what was really cool, he was elevated to governor because the governor had died, and he let her stay in the mansion. So, you know, it's just an interesting little factoids like that that are going to come out that are just going to be fantastic.
Yes.
This is January 18th. Seating is so limited. You're down to just a handful of tickets. When people go to this, in addition to a wonderful meal, and there's going to be a great band that's entertainment, this is really above and beyond, it's $125 for a ticket, but it's really all being underwritten too. So I'm glad you moved over, Ryan. We'll allow you to sit there.
I thought Kathy was going to stay in the hot seat.
Kathy is a physics woodpecker. She must always be up and moving around.
I heard that since my dad. That was one of his favorite lines.
Oh.
And he called me that quite a bit.
Well, you know what? People in charge of programs need to be physics woodpeckers.
That's
so we're
true.
Glad you're here, Stephanie Kuchelski, with Kathy and with Ryan. With this gala on January 18th, it's not going to be like stuffy or anything, but there's going to be presentations. It's going to be the kickoff to a whole year. And we're going to talk about the whole year in microcosm. We're here today mostly to talk about January 18th. But what kind of things are going to happen on the night of January 18th? We're all going to get dressed up. We're going to come and we're going to have this wonderful food at this brand new event, the Armory Event Center. We're going to get to see that. We're going to get to have the festivities and be with 350 of all the people who want to celebrate this. What kind of things are on the program, if you can kind of get to that? Or are you looking
I have a little bit of a teaser, though. There's some special surprises that'll happen in the night. But we want to kick it off there with, you know, the former mayor Chuck Scholes has been a big part of this bicentennial committee and given so much time and heart into making sure that there is such a great year of celebration. And so, you know, we'd like some, he's going to give a few words at the beginning. We have a couple other speakers.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
I have the bell.
Kathy's timing.
He deserves a few words. He's going to do some speaking, but we have some videos that are coming that are going to show some history. We have some special speakers and guests that are going to have some videos to show to the crowd as well, that just kind of congratulate everybody and encourage everybody to celebrate this year and get out of the house and hang out with your neighbors and, you know, go to Mendon, go to IRSA, go to the other communities.
Every community is having a celebration.
Yes.
It's not just Quincy. And
no.
I think as we understand, Quincy is part of Adams County, and every community in Adams County has a symbiotic relationship with Quincy, as we are the major trade center here. And Quincy has always been, you know, at one time we were really bigger than Chicago. It's amazing how for a very brief moment there, Quincy was it. And a lot of people don't understand that and don't see that. And tell me a little bit, Stephanie, what is your background? What do you do for a living?
Well, I work at Klingner & Associates here in town. And I grew up here in Quincy. And then I went to the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, studied painting, but I studied welding and architecture and all of these different things. And events like this make me so excited because I get to be creative at work, but this is a way that I can sort of be creative in three dimensions and 4D and create a whole experience for other people to participate in. And that's one of the things. I actually moved to New York and I started my career out there working for major architecture firms, and getting to go into all of these spaces was so exhilarating to me, you know, surrounded by lights and surrounded by sort of objects and fun things that were sort of silly and pointless, but they made you feel good and were great experiences. And so we want to create a little bit of that experience here, just something that that's not our typical, it's not our day-to-day, kind of jogs us out of our day-to-day experience and gets us excited.
Once every 200 years. You know, it's interesting, you mentioned New York architecture. Do you realize that the rug that is in the dining room at the John Wood Mansion is the foyer reception area rug for the Chrysler building originally?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's actually really exciting. Even Kathy didn't know that.
There's a lot of interesting things. I think one of the things that I want to talk to you about, because you and Ryan both grew up here and then moved, you know, you've moved away, you've lived in bigger cities, and you have an affiliation with Quincy now, being back and working here. So much of what you know now, like things about the gut, how you mentioned a lot of school kids don't know that. A lot of young people don't know it. A lot of people your age may not know it. When you left Quincy, did you, even though your dad was an educator, did you have a very good understanding of Quincy and Adams County history?
I think I probably had a little bit more than most, having two educator parents. And my mom taught at fourth grade, and
she's my teacher.
Yeah. So I had educator parents that also were very much educators at home too. So every trip, every vacation we went on, we would learn about the history. So I think I knew, but I think I learned a lot more coming back to Quincy. I think that's one of the things that it's hard to realize when you're a kid, is that at 14, I asked my parents to send me to boarding school because I thought there had to be more than this. So I think that they would really get a kick out of the fact that I live here now.
And that you're celebrating.
Yeah, celebrating the history of Adams County.
Happiness was Quincy, Illinois in your rearview mirror.
Exactly.
And now you're glad to be, part of it.
1,000%. And I think that you have to get to a level of maturity and adulthood. And actually, I had it before I left Quincy, because Quincy has been phenomenal to me and my family. It was really phenomenal to me when I was a young person. And getting outside of high school and really getting to sort of choose your community and choose your friends, you realize that this is a very special place. And I always talked about it. Even when I lived in New York, I would tell tales and tell stories, and I do that anyway. But people always were fascinated by, I brought so many friends from all around kind of the world back to Quincy. They love it. So it's a really exciting part to get to bring some of the things I learned from outside back to here. And learning more about the history is something I love to do as an adult, and I think that we all need to do more of it.
We need to look back at our past and celebrate, but we want these parties and this celebration this year to be elevated, to be upscale, to be more than, you know, what the routine is. Because if it's going to be a grand celebration, it has to be something that is not. It's not going to be the same Dogwood Festival. It's not going to be the same German Fest. It's not going to be the same blah, blah, blah. It's going to be different. Ryan, Tanner, you grew up here and have gone off to win 3 Tony Awards and find fame and fortune and are back being an entrepreneur.
She has these zingers.
But, you know, I mean, tell me a little bit. When you were growing up here, did you really understand Quincy's importance as a riverboat stop? Or did you understand that the governor was from here? Or did you know any of that?
I'm similar to Steph in that the answer is yes. My uncle worked on the barge for 20 years. I majored in history when I got to college, minored in political science. I worked for former Mayor Schultz as an intern under Chuck Belverheimer. So community in the city of Quincy in this county has always been a part of my life. And I remember going to all the different museums and, you know, helping set up for Christmas. And I've always been so interested in history. It's part of the reason Jay, myself, and Megan and Ryan Fisher bought the armory. John Wood started talking about the need for an armory before the turn of the century. And he picked and selected Adams County, Quincy, Illinois, to place the first use of Illinois state tax dollars for an armory. So the combination of kind of the beginning point of this and what was his vision for Quincy seems to collide really, really nicely.
Yeah, well, it's great. And they picked people that obviously have an appreciation for history and cared about it even when you were younger. I think this is why I'm so glad with the education component, which we will talk about more with Freiberg and Schultz. They're on my show once a month. But that education component, because I always felt so irritated. You know, I went to St. Dominic grade school. I knew who St. Dominic was. I knew, you know, but there were kids that went to Baldwin School, didn't know who Thomas Baldwin was. They didn't necessarily know who Barry Ann or Irving or any of these places where these schools were named after. They didn't have any clue who these people were. And I think that when we started renaming our grade schools and saying we're going to have something in the school so the kids can't figure out who Colonel Isles is, they're going to see it every day when they walk in there. And if nothing else, the kids that went to Isles School will know why the school is named that way. This is the kickoff to something that's going to be grand. And you're really going to be educating not just the younger people in our community, but older people are going to say, wow, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
I think everybody should feel sort of a pride of place and pride in where they live. And sometimes I think in Quincy, for that same reason that 14-year-old me wanted to go to boarding school, and sometimes you just go, I am frustrated, I am stuck, and it must be this place to blame. It, you know, heaven forbid, it, you know, we have to take some of our own thoughts and feelings and life experience into that. But sometimes you just get frustrated. You know, there are certain things that will frustrate you about an experience, but I think it's also our own control to make this community what we want it to be. And this is another exciting time to look back at all of the things that we have done and to envision all of the things that we can be for the future, which is a really exciting place. We have so many people moving to town through different careers. It reminds me of when my parents came. Neither of my parents were from Quincy. They came because of the schools. We're hiring a lot of teachers from different parts of the country. And so, you know, there was a lot of different influx of foods and cultures and everybody coming together. And I think that we will only do well to continue to do that in this community. And much like our history, you know, we have our German history, but we have so many other different communities that have come and made us who we are today. And it's such a special place to be.
Even the Polish people, Kruczelski, were welcome.
I know,
in.
My poor father, all the jokes he had to deal with growing
up. I never could spell his name. That's for
but,
sure.
But you know what? There are certain places I go to, and I could tell they were his students because they can spell the name right away.
They know. We're talking today with Kathy Dooley, with Stephanie Kruczelski, and with Ryan Tanner, and they are intimately involved in this January 18th Adams County Bicentennial Bash. It is the inaugural celebration, the kickoff of a full year of activities. It takes place at the Armory, which is right across from the patio restaurant downtown. It is from 5 to 11 on January 18th, and tickets are available, but they are in very short supply. It's not an exclusive event.
No.
Everyone is welcome, but you have to make a reservation because there are only 350 seats, and a lot of people have already said, yes, I want to be part of this. So if you're procrastinating, get off the dime and do that.
100%. And we all love to procrastinate, and especially right now at this time of year. I mean, it's where we all are at. But you've gotta go today.
Get it done this year.
Yes.
Get it done this year.
This year.
I've only got to lose 25 pounds before midnight tonight to make my resolution. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. But first, let's head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative on this Tuesday, December 31st. Rex Battery brings you this report. We are back, and again, the American Businesswomen meet on Thursday night at On the Rail this month. We change places all the time, but if you'd like to come, there's great networking to be had in the 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock hour, so you're always welcome. And the first meal is free if you're interested in becoming a member of the American Business Women's Association, as I have been now for 2 years. We're back. Stephanie Kochelski is here. Ryan Tanner is here. And we are talking about the inaugural event, January 18th, the Adams County Bicentennial Inaugural Gala Celebration at the Armory, 5 to 11. Tickets are $125 a piece. They are in very short supply. How exactly can we get a ticket? Do we go to a website? What do we do, Stephanie Kochelski?
So the AdamsCounty.org website, there's a lot of events. Everything for the year is going to be on that website. So AdamsCounty.org.
Adams County 200.
I was going to say, that's not right. Yeah, that's
AdamsCounty200.org. Sorry, I've been typing it in. I have it memorized. AdamsCounty200.org. Go there and you can find a lot of different events, and they'll be posted throughout the year. But if you go to events, then you can get directed to the tickets and you can find out your information from the website.
Okay. Now, I've been trying to get them to be more forthcoming with what will happen. But the problem is there's so few tickets left that you don't want to give away too many surprises, because everybody who's got a ticket wants to be surprised. But everybody who doesn't have a ticket might be want to buy a ticket if they hear what's happening. So we were in this double-edged sword. So Stephanie, what can you tell us about what is happening?
Because, well, I mean, it's a, okay, you could say that it's a fabulous band. Can you be more specific?
They're a country band based out of Nashville.
Eclectic band.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Eclectic
band. Yes, very much
not
so.
Not just country.
Yes, okay. Rock and country. 8-piece band. They're very well known. They great talent. Great presence on stage. Very, very fortunate to have a band like this coming
to
Quincy.
So this is a special occasion.
It is
by a sponsor, and this is not the...
Correct.
Normally when you go to a dinner and there's, you know, entertainment, it's like somebody playing a cello, you know, lightly under... This is big. This is big.
Kathy had
This is
that.
Big. This is big.
Mary, that's what we went with, Bicentennial Bash.
Yes.
It's a bash.
It is going to be high energy. They are eclectic, but they do have a lot of country songs that they play. They play for several different age ranges. So if you grew up listening to sort of your country classics, they'll play those, and then they sort of kick it up a notch with some more
rock.
But it's Taylor Swift. She's not coming off of her tour and coming to Quincy. Okay,
don't have the budget for that one. Okay. No matter how rich and famous Ryan Tanner is.
Oh my gosh.
We want to thank our sponsors, but they didn't have $1 billion.
We'd rather that money go back into Quincy and Adams County as opposed to Taylor Swift.
She doesn't need it anyway. She should do it for free, damn it. And so there's just going to be a lot of things. And again, there'll be a new video that's being shown. There's going to be a lot of things that you're rolling out that are going to be used over and over again as the Bicentennial travels to Mendon, as it travels to Ursa, as it travels to Lorain, as it travels to Payson and Liberty and all the places, Plainville. Everybody's going to get their shot at having the 200th birthday, and this is for the opening of all of that, for everybody to come together and say, this is what 2025 is going to be. You're going to set the tone for how fabulous the things are going to be.
Yes, and we want everyone to just have fun. We need time to celebrate. We go through so many things in our lives, and there's just a time to get together and have a blast, have a ball. Yeah.
And don't not show up because you're afraid you don't have the right thing to wear.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, let's talk about that, because it is open to everybody. You talk about black tie. I mean, you know.
No, it's called Adams County Chic.
Adams County Chic.
It has both of them.
But we have been told by many, many folks that they are definitely wearing tuxedos, or they're definitely wearing tuxes. But we really used the idea, the catchphrase, Adams County Chic, which could mean anything to everyone.
I have a relative that loves to wear overalls, and he'll wear his, like,
the best pair of overalls.
Yes, his dress overalls for a special occasion.
A brand new pair of overalls.
That's also fine.
Yeah.
This is Adams County Chic, and if that's your style, why change it now?
You know, and along those lines, you know, yes, it's some people really enjoy dressing up, and this will be a big, you know, they like to do that.
Absolutely, other people, me too.
I was just talking to a friend of mine. My husband and I invited he and his wife to an event. He goes, I don't like to go to that. You got to dress up. I'm like, okay, I get you, you know. Well, I will tell you a story, because my brother lives in Dallas, Texas, and we went to this big gala thing that the not-for-profit that he works for was putting on, and I had to, you know, come out of my hillbilly and try to find something that was worthwhile for Dallas society. And
Which is not easy.
I know. I didn't really pull it off, but it was like, okay, just stand 3 paces behind me and don't tell anybody we're related, was how my brother, but it worked it. So we're in the elevator riding up to this ballroom in this big fancy Dallas hotel. And this woman gets on, she's got on a pair of blue jeans. They're not new. They're not dirty, but they're not new. And she's got this big old, you know, like rodeo-style belt buckle and a flannel shirt. And she gets off at the same floor we do. So I said to my brother, I said, well, here I am worried that I don't have enough sequins, you know. So what's her story? He goes, oh, she's a million-dollar donor. She can wear whatever the hell she wants.
This is true.
Also true. I think if you pay for your ticket and you want to come and enjoy the night, then, you know, you have to, everybody's got to be comfortable, too.
Right.
We're celebrating Adams County.
It is nice to dress up.
It's nice to
dress up. And everybody, you know, just dress up to whatever your level of dress up. And if that means you don't want to wear your heels, ladies, wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah,
you should be dancing.
So make sure that you have a backup pair.
So have fun.
Yes.
Now, you did mention the national anthem. Are you prepared to say who's going to sing that? Or is this another thing that will frustrate the merry... Look at Steffi's going, this chick better stop asking me questions, because I'm not going to tell her a damn thing, okay?
Well, you go for it.
You have to be the one that does this.
Oh, my gosh.
Even Kathy backed me up.
Okay, well, I'll do it. Well, first of all, I want to say real quickly that it is true that sometimes teachers lie to their students. So the way that Aaron Knappheit and I got involved in this event is Kathy reached out to Aaron and said, listen, Ryan said he will co-chair the event if you do it. And at the same time, she reached out to Aaron and said, Ryan said he will do this if you will co-chair the event. Of course, she had not asked either of us at the time.
So that's why she always gets things done.
So sometimes teachers do lie.
Yes.
But with Aaron saying yes, and of course wanting to make it as exceptional and a unique experience, because this is only going to happen once in our lifetimes for sure, she asked Jay, my husband, to sing the national anthem. And so we're pleased to announce that a three-time Tony Award-winning producer will be singing the national anthem and kicking things off. I can't believe he said yes. He sang Happy Birthday to Me once in 2007.
Also, Jay is a phenomenal performer.
He is.
So
he is.
That's why.
He has a degree in musical theater.
Yeah, yeah. Undergraduate and master's in music theater
that's
opera.
That's why this is such a unique and special, because I don't know if he would be willing to do that.
Oh, no. He just agreed last week.
Yeah.
So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and now it's on
something
air.
To look forward to. Okay, folks, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to turn our attention. I'm going to have Kathy sit back down in the hot seat. We're going to turn our attention away from January 18th, which by now, if you haven't figured out, you need to buy tickets. Get your ding-dang tickets right now today at AdamsCounty200.org. And then we're going to talk about the timeline for everything else that is happening. So we'll be back in just a moment. We're back. The on-air portion of the show is back.
Yeah.
The off-air portion of the show has been going on continuously through that commercial break. Thank you to Stephanie. Thank you to Ryan for what you're doing and for putting this big event on January 18th. But it's just the start of fabulosity. And, Kathy, you have 6 minutes. So you have to you have to kind of tell everything that's going on in 6 minutes. You could do it chronologically if
right.
you want.
I can. And one of the things that will happen at the Bicentennial Bash, okay, inaugural gala, is that everybody hopefully is going to be getting this timeline. That will be not in that. You have the large, enlarged one.
It will be in granite on the courthouse lawn.
Absolutely. But I mean, it's just to fit those events in there. But everybody will be getting a much, much smaller version of the timeline just so they can learn. And then also a brochure, which I was really adamant in the education committee about the brochure to like put people with those dates, because some of the people, and I'll leave that for you, like it's amazing, you know, they're one of the first thespians performed at 6th and Main Street in his greatness, you know, and whatever, but he was just like a theater guy doing little shows, and he ended up being a general at Gettysburg, you know. I don't know how you make that leap, but like the stories of these people. So that's why I was adamant about this brochure and everything like that. And then I'm hoping that a lot of people I go ahead and read this?
Yeah,
I'll just go ahead. But I mean, this I learned this ascending because I've been trying to promote getting certain groups to come here and perform during the year, and this is what I had to add. And there, Adams County is the home to Lincoln Douglas debates in 1858. Parker Gates, who at the age of 14, when Stephanie was about to leave home and go to boarding school, he stayed in Quincy and developed the radio receiver and the remote amplifier, Elmer Wavering, known as the father of modern automotive electronics and the founder of Motorola Corporation, Bill Lear, who founded the Learjet, the car radio, the 8-track system, the Underground Railroad, the Mormon migration, floods, national tragedies, development of the Dick and Jane series of Basil Readers, and the birthplace of Colonel Paul Tibbetts, who was the pilot of the in the World War II Enola Gay B-29 bomber, and the home of America's first arts council. So, like, when I said that's the paragraph that gets these people who are in Washington, D.C., and L.A., and places I'm trying to, and they'll go, like, wow, is that correct? And, you know, and I'll go, like, yes, I wrote that because it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah,
but
it makes you know how important we are. So, like, the Quincy Fire. Well, you want to go through this?
Well, one of the biggest things I like to get to is because the others will promote themselves is May 10th, which is going to becoming like an amazing thing. First of all, it is the Bridge the Gap that morning, but the Latter-day Saints Church, Dr. Nathan Seaman is chairing this, and he wants to highlight the part of Quincy that was known as the City of Refuge. And I just, of all the things that have impressed me about this, but there were, and I've had to look this up like numerous times, but there were basically 1,700 Quincyans who sheltered in their homes over 6,000 Mormons and saved their lives. And the Mormon Church is like unbelievably grateful to the city of Quincy. They're going to rededicate a monument. But Dr. Seaman is very, very, he has this vision that he wants everyone to realize that it was the city of refuge for many, many religions, all faiths, the German Catholics who were here, many, many. So we're doing
Native
a symposium,
Americans.
The Native Americans, some were sheltered. Can you say the name of the Indian, because I always mess it up, the
Potawatomi,
and they hid in the Washington Theater, and but he wants to make this an all-faith, because the theme of the symposium is that we have more in common than we have not, you know, and so that's why we're having a symposium at John Wood on May 10th, and then he is writing a symphony for the Quincy Symphony to perform on May 10th at night, and he's inviting all the church singers from all the churches in Adams County to send their singers, and they're going to, and we're going to have some guest singers coming that will be heading up, and then our singers from Quincy will add on to them, and so it should be a great celebration of this city of refuge of all the different faiths that flourished here in this Adams County area in the early years. So that's great. And then jump ahead, we're doing all these different things. We have Chautauqua and Camp Point. The Moody's, you have to have the Moody's on because they are just like, oh my goodness gracious, since they've retired 20 years ago, they have devoted their lives all their money, all everything, to finding these one-room schoolhouses, which I guess we have 70 in the Adams County area, and they're going to be giving tours. They want to get they paid for buses to get people and take them to all these places, and they have all the artifacts and the teachers, and it's just amazing, right? And then hopefully on September 6th, Gary Faha wants to have every person in Adams County, he's open from 8,000 to 10,000 people to be coming out to this day-long event. We're going to have a maker's market. We're going to have hopefully a military band is performing. And we have some really, really high-level entertainment that will be coming at night, which will hopefully be announced at the Bicentennial Bash, we hope, keeping our fingers crossed. But we have a balloon glow. We have Chinook helicopters coming. Nap Heights needs to be, they are the foundation of our first starters of all the sponsors. But we still need some sponsors out there. Please don't wait for someone to contact you. Get your name on that sponsor board. You'll really want that to happen.
Okay. It starts on January 18th. It goes all year long and kind of ends on September 6th. Or maybe there'll be an extension. Who knows? Depends on how good the party spirit is. But you can get the timeline at AdamsCounty200.org. You can find out everything that's going on with the Adams County Bicentennial and do buy your tickets today. They don't want it to be an exclusive event like you were excluded.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got their chance to buy tickets, so get them today for this gala. Thank you very much, Ryan Tanner, Stephanie Kuchelski, and Kathy Dooley. And we'll be back to do it all again tomorrow with a special edition of the Mary Griffith Show.